Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Last one on the line is Rabbah, and that's where we are holding today's daf. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha La Shalom. It's also sponsored by Lisa and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of their dear brother-in-law, Dr. Donny Lindenberg, Zichrona Levracha, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, whose first yard site was yesterday, and is also sponsored by Avishai Newman in memory of his grandmother's yard site, Leah Ehrlich, La Shalom, Leah Bas, Yitzchak Halevi, we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to do today is the Gemara is going to tell a Maisa about a conversation that happened when Rabbi Bar Brachana was sick. And he paskined that if two people bring a get, they don't need to say, Bifaneinu Nichtav, Ubifaneinu Nichtam. And then a Parsi person came and blew out their candles and he had a comment about that. But then the Gemara is going to record two different conversations between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. The first one, where Rabbi Ami holds that two people who bring a get do need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And the second one where he holds that they don't need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And the Gemara is going to discuss which of those is a reflection of his actual opinion, of his real opinion. Then we move on to the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to discuss, going to have a machlokas, whether a get muktam is pasul. If you have the date on the get earlier than the get was actually executed, is that going to be a kosher get or a pasul get? That the Tanakama is going to say pasul, and Rabbi Shimon is going to say kosher, which leads the Gemara to ask, well, why do we have zman in a get anyway? What motivated the Rabbanan to institute that you have to put a date on a get? So we're going to have a fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about why we need zman in a get. The Gemara is going to discuss why each one doesn't hold like the other one's reason for needing zman in a get. The Gemara is going to discuss how each Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is going to learn the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah about a get muktam, because once you're telling me a good reason for needing zman in a get, well then why would there be a machlokas whether a get muktam is kosher or apostle? If the zman doesn't mean anything because the zman is wrong, right? So why would it possibly be kosher if you have a really good reason for requiring zman in a get? And then the Gemara is going to discuss maho ilu chachamim b'takanosam. It's going to have a variety of cases where the chacham make a takana, like zman beget, and then they don't put any teeth to that takana. Get muktam is kosher anyway. Well, then maho ilu chacham b'takanosam. What was the purpose of making a takana? Or if you have they were misakin zman beget, and then they say, but if you have a get without zman, and she gets remarried, she has a baby, the vlad is kosher. Well, then what's the point of making zman beget if you're going to say that everything is going to be kosher anyway, even without zman beget? So the maho ilu chacham b'takanasim conversation goes into tomorrow's daf as well. So let's begin daf tes zayinam beis. We are up to Rabbah, again, 7 lines from the end of the page. So says the Gemara, Rabbah bar Brachana chalash. Rabbah bar Brachana was ill. Ol gabei Rav Yehuda v'Rabbah l'shule bei. So Rav Yehuda and Rabbah went to be mevaker cholim. So bo minei, and they asked him while they were being mevaker, they said, Shnaim shev you get me Medina Siam. If two people bring get from Medina Siam, tzrichen sheyomu b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, o'ein tzrichen. Do they need to say b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, or do they not need to say it? So Amar lahem, so Rabbi Baruchana responded, ein tzrichen. They do not need to say b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam, because ma'ilu yomu b'faneinu girsham milo mehemni. Because after all, if they were to, these shluchim were to say, we saw that the husband gave her the get, wouldn't they be believed with that? Certainly they'd be believed. So now that they're bringing the get, we should also believe them, even if they don't say b'faneinu nichtav u'b'faneinu nechtam. The Beis Yosef writes, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that when we say that if shnayim sheviu get me medinas yam do not need to say b'faneinu nechtam, that's correct only when the two shluchim are not krovim to each other, and therefore if they had to be made together, they would be able to be made together, because this whole migo that they're believed to say that they saw the husband give the wife the get, that they are the edim to the execution of the get, so we're not going to require b'faneinu nechtam. That only works if they could have been edim to the execution execution of the get. But if they are related to each other, then they couldn't have been edim to the execution of the get. The whole migo falls apart. That is what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now this whole maisa, we're not finished with the maisa yet. So far he just said they do not need to say b'fanei nechtam, but it's interesting that we tell this in the context of a maisa. Meaning, why not just say that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana held, two people bring a get, they don't need to say. I need to know exactly where he was and who was visiting him at the time that they said that. Oh, it happened to have been when he was ill that he said this. Is that a reason maybe to call him into question and to say maybe he wasn't feeling well, so he wasn't thinking straight? Like, why would we say that? Why would we mention that he wasn't feeling well? So the Ben Yoyada writes, the Gemara sometimes does that just to let us know how no matter what was going on in people's lives, in the lives of the Holy Amorayim, they were always talking and learning. That he was ill, he wasn't feeling well, so you might think, he would say, this is not something I'm interested in talking about right now. Yeah, starting up with me about a get that two people bring. I'm not involved in getting right now. There's no two people bringing getting right now. So what do I need to deal with this? No, they were always talking and learning. When they were Mevakar Chola, that's how they were talking and learning. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that when it comes to a person's learning, whether a person's an Ashir or an Ani, whether you're a healthy person or a sick person, whatever's going on in one's life, a person has to learn Torah. They say that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that if he wouldn't have learned whenever he didn't feel so well, he never would have learned. Meaning a person has to learn even when they're not feeling so well. Ksav Sofer writes that no, maybe there's a more of a shaychus between this maisa and our sugya, because min haShemayim we're going to see that they showed Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that he is, according to what he holds, that two people don't need to say b'fanei nechtam, and the reason for the takana of b'fanei nechtam is like Rabba said, that lo b'kin l'shma. But the Bnei Chutz La'aretz then ultimately learned and about Lishma, and he held that there's no reason to be gozer that Shami Yishtaka Chadavar, that maybe Yachzor L'Kulkulo, that maybe the Bnei Chutz La'aretz are ultimately going to forget again. So they showed him Min HaShemayim that these Parsi people came, as we're about to see in the Maisa, and they took away his ner, and he was mitzta'er over the Bittul Torah that was caused by them taking away his ner, because it was some holiday for the Parsi people, so you weren't allowed to have a ner at night. So they took away his ner. You couldn't learn because they took away the ner at night. So they were showing him, look at the kind of bittul Torah that's out of your control when you're in galus and the gzeros that could happen against us. And therefore, maybe you should always be concerned, chalila, for shichchas haTorah. And therefore, maybe there's reason to be choshesh, shemi yachzor davar l'kulkulo. Meaning, just as he was expressing that he's not concerned, shemi yachzor davar l'kulkulo, and therefore, now that people know Lishma, know about Lishma, I'm not worried about it anymore. They dafka showed him that maybe there is a reason to be concerned, Shem Yaksa Dovel Kulkulo, because there could be Bittul Torah. Ben Yoyada further writes that Min HaShemayim, it was Niskal Gal Adavar, that they asked him this Shaila dafka, that he should respond with a tshuva that has a Kal V'Chomer. Meaning that was his response. His response was with a Kal V'Chomer, that if they were to say it themselves, so then for sure, now that they're bringing it, they should be Neman as well. Why Dafka the Kalvachomer? So Ben Yoyada says that Kalvachomer is a skula for Refuah Shleima. So Dafka, when a person is sick, if the type of learning that's a skula for Refuah Shleima is a Kalvachomer. Mehechi Tesi, because the Pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalel, Kelna Rifanala, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Miriam should have a refuah shleima, and Hashem said Va'avia Yarok Yarak Befanel V'halotichalim Shivas Yamin, that if her father would spit in her face, she'd be humiliated for 7 days. So she questioned the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so she should be humiliated for 7 days. She should be sent Michutz L'Machane and have to deal with the tzaras for 7 days, and that is one of the 10 Kal V'chomers in the Torah. So one of the 10 Kal V'chomers that are actually in the Torah, and that's where we learn Dayo Lebamin Adin Lios Kenidon. He should have said that she should be banished for 14 days, because it was wasn't just her father, but it's we kept it at 7 days because one of the rules of a Kal V'chomer is you can't learn a din that is more chamor. So you can only say that if this din is more chamor than that din, then it has to have at least as big of an impact, or at least as big of an onesh. But you can't say a bigger impact or a bigger onesh. So that's one of the Kal V'chomers in the Torah. So B'nai Yisaskar writes that a Kal V'chomer is a skula for Refor Shalema. So they dafka asked the Shaila, I don't know if they engineered the conversation this way, but they dafka asked the Shaila that resulted in him responding with a Kal V'chomer, and therefore hopefully was a skula for his Refor Shalema. But anyway, Adahachi, while they were having this conversation, Asahu Chabara, a certain Parsi person came, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, the nationality of Chabara, who exactly these people are, but Rashi says a Parsai, the Shakla the Shargam Mikamayu, and took the Nair that was lighting up the room for them, because that day was a holiday for the Parsiim, and they don't allow Neros to be lit anywhere except for their own Beis Avodah Zarah. So that's one of the Maramakomos that they have for the concept of Nitzelnacht. Is that it's a zecher to the fact that when they had mass, they wouldn't allow any of the candles to be lit, so we couldn't learn. So they had to do other things on that night. So they sharpened their minds by doing other things, by playing chess. So Amar Rachmana. So Rabbi Rabbi Chana said, Rachmana, O betulech, O betula de baresav. So he was so distraught. They took away his ner. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, either leave us in your shade, and that we shouldn't be damaged from the Parsiim, or at least keep us in the shade of the Bnei Esav. At least they're mechabed us. They give us a little more cover than this. So Maram Shif writes that what he meant to say is that the gzera of Arugalus by Edom is only when we're not osek in Torah, because the pasuk says v'haya kasher tarid ufaraktu ulo me'al tzavarecha, that Esav, when we are learning, is not able, Edom and Esav is not able to take a ner from us when we're learning, because when we're learning we always get the upper hand. It's only when we're not learning that they're going to have the upper hand. So they were saying, let us be betula de bar Esav, let us be in the shade of the bar Esav, because at least we're in control then of what kinds of things happen to us and whether we're going to be able to learn or not learn. Ben Yoyada suggests that the rule of the Parsiim is worse for Talmidei Chachamim, because while the Romans were not allowed to damage those who are Osik B'Torah, the Parsiim bothered the Lomdei Torah. Because the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin, says that the Sar Shel Paras wanted to have control over the Talmidei Chachamim, V'nasnu lo, but they were lo chasmu lo, that they didn't sign off on that agreement. They did sign off, but they then erased the chasima. So it could be that they have some shlita on Talmidei Chachamim, but it's a very weak shlita over Talmidei Chachamim. So that which the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbi Chana said, it was going on the Tkufa that the Parsim came to Bavel, it means the legabe the Talmidei Chachamim. Because even though legabe the Hamon Am, the gzeros of the Romans were way worse, but for the Talmidei Chachamim, it was the Parsim were much worse. For that subset of Klal Yisrael, the Talmidei Chachamim. So anyway, so that's what he's saying. As Talmidei Chachamim, as people who learn, we'd rather be Betula de Bar Esav. We'd rather have the Romans than the Parsiim. So says the Gemara, really? Lemeimer de Ramai Malumi Parsai? You mean to tell me that the Romans for the Bnei Esav are better than the Parsiim? Vahatani Rabbi Chia, but didn't Rabbi Chia teach us my dechsiv? What does the pasuk mean in Eov? Elukim Haven Darkavu Hu Yada Es Mekoma, that Hashem knows the Derech of Torah and He knows where to put the learners of Torah. Yodeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael Shein Yichol Nekab L'Gzeres Romiyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to withstand the Gzeros that the Romans are going to be gozer against us. Gzeros of Shmad on Klal Yisrael, not to learn Torah, not to be Mekai Mitzvos. So Amad V'Higlo Sam L'Bavel. So he sent us to Bavel at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So the Romans, so it turns out that therefore L'Chara, that the Romans were worse than the Parsiim who were in Bavel. When Hashem wanted to save us because the Xeris of the Romans were going to be so terrible, He sent us to the Parsiim. So apparently the Parsiim were better for us than the Romans. So says Mara Lo Kasha, not a stira. Ha Mekami Dinesu Chabri LeBavel. The drush of Rabbi Chia is talking about the Tkufa before the Parsiim came to Babel. So then it was the Malkei Akazdim that were in charge, Nebuchadnezzar and Avamarudach and Belshazzar, and they were better for the Jewish people, if you can imagine that, with that list. And Ha Lebasad Asu Chabari LeBavel. And Rabbi Barbar Chana was talking about a Tekufa after the Parsiim showed up to Babel, and because Koresh was Kovesh Babel, and he ruled over there, so it was much worse than the Romans at that point in time. So at different points in history, it may have been worse or better in Bavel than it was prior to coming to Bavel. So now, says the Mishnah, Echad Omer B'fanai Nichtav, Ushnayim Omer B'faneinu Nechtam Kasher. So the Mishnah said that if one guy says B'fanai Nichtav, and two people say B'faneinu Nechtam, the get is Kasher. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ella, Shaget Yotze Mitachas Yad Eid Ksiva. Our Mishnah, which is Machshir, the get, when one says B'fanai Nichtav, and two say B'fanai Nechtam, is only when the one that says B'fanai Nichtav is the Shliach of the Baal, to be molich the get, because then we give him the ne'amanus kebetrei, we give him ne'amanus of two people. He's the one that was sent by the Baal to be molich the get. Din nasu kishnayim, he becomes like shnei edim alze on the ksivas haget ukishnayim alze. And it says if you have two and you actually have two other edim on the chasimas haget, so it's as if you have two edim on both parts. Aval, but if the get is mitachsi de ede chasima, but if the get was yotze from the two people who were made b'faneinu nechtam, and they're the only ones that were the shluchei abal, whereas the eid ksiva was not a shliach, then puzzle, then even though the two people bring the get are made on the chasima, but there's still a chsha, so that you're not worried about in between the kaimo. Here they were just makaimit, they were made on the chasimos. No, but you have to worry about lishma, that people didn't know about lishma, so we can't rely on that one aid who is not the shliach to say b'fanei nichtav, and that everything was taken care of as far as the lishma is concerned. Because for lishma to be taken care of, you need the shliach to say b'fanei nichtav. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan requires that the get be yotze from the b'fanei nichtav fellow, even though there are two aidim made on the chasima, alma kasavar shneim shevi get me disayam tzrich and shiom b'fanei nichtav. It sounds like he holds that even when two people bring a get where there's no chashash that the Baal is going to taina that it's mezuyav, because they're mezuyin in the kaimo, they still need to verify b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. So Gemara asks on this maskana, Amrle Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Ami, Ela Me'ata, if that's the case, that when two people who become shlichei abal bring a get, they still need to say b'faneinu nichtav b'faneinu nechtam, then reisha deketani, the din prior to that in the Mishnah, which said shnayim omer b'faneinu nichtav ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam, pasul v'Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, that if two people say b'faneinu nichtav and only one guy says b'fanei nechtam, that the Tanakama holds pasul b'Rabbi Yehuda holds kasher v'afilu get yotzi mitachsi deshem. According to you, we should say that even if the get is yotzi mitachsi Deshneim, that were shluchei abal, pasli rabbanan. The rabbanan would still say pasul. So I'm lay in. He says that's exactly what I'm telling you. Yes, the chacham would pasul a get in such a case. Now we had said that what's the benefit of having the get yotzei mitachas yad eid ksiva? That if the guy that said b'fanei nichtav was actually the shliach lelachas haget, and the two fellows who said b'fanei nechtam were not, so it's ki'ilu yev shnei eidim alzeh or shnei eidim alzeh, because the fellow that says b'fanei nechtam, he's the shliach, so we grant him the ne'amonos kibetrei. So the Pnei Yeshua raises the following question. He says, yes, we have shnei eidim that are made on the ksivas haget, that it was lishma, and we have shnei eidim, meaning that we have the equivalent of shnei eidim on the ksivas haget, that it was lishma, and you have two other eidim that are made on the chasimas haget, that it was lishma. But l'chora, that eidus still shouldn't work, because there's a klal in Hilchos Eidus that eidus only works on a davar v'lo al chatzi davar, that you can't have eidus on a chatzi davar. So even if you have two eidim on one half of the eidus and two eidim on the other half of the eidus, that's not a valid eidus. That's a chatzi davar. And an eidus on ksiva without eidus on chasima without eidus on ksiva is worthless. So what does it help to have a valid edus on ksiva and a valid edus on chasima? It's not the same edus. So the Maram Shik suggests that when it comes to edus on iser, where we believe even in Eid Echad, an edus on the chatzi davar would work as well. Because the Gemara's drush of davar velo chatzi davar is only on the type of edus that the context of that pasuk is addressing. That the beginning of the pasuk is al pi shnayim edim. So that's not on dvar iser, that's on mamon, that's on erva, right? Things that require shnei edim. But in our sugya, we're talking about the din of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, which only needs one person. B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, you don't have a requirement of shnayim edim. It's a takana midrabanan, and it only requires that one person who's the shliach to bring the get. So then you don't have the psul of davar v'lo chatzi davar in such an edus. So now the Gemara brings another discussion in this topic. Zimnin Ashkei, another time they found Rabbi Asi ran into Rabbi Ami, the Yosefika Amar, and he was sitting and saying about a get that we were machshir in our Mishnah, where one aid said b'fani nechtav and two aidim said b'fanenu nechtam, and he was saying that filu get yotzei mitachas yidei aidei chasima kosher, that even if the get was yotzei mitachas, the two aidei chasima, it's going to be kosher, and then not mitachas yad the aid that was made on the ksiva. So alma kasavar, so it seems from the fact that he says you don't need the edus on the ksiva, because the edus on the ksiva is not neman, he's not the shliach, that shayim shivu get me mitzia, I mean, shivu shemur fenei nechtam fenei nechtam. Meaning by saying that the one guy that said b'fani nechtav was not even the shliach, that's ki'ilu, you're saying no one said b'fani nechtav, because b'fani nechtav from some random person is worthless. So why did we allow that to happen? We let them get away with nobody saying b'fani nechtav. So yeah, it must be because once you have two eidim bringing a get, you don't need to say b'fani nechtav. And that's why this is kasher. So Rabbi Yassi, said to Rabbi Ami, elameata, according to what you hold, that two people who bring a get do not need to say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam. Reisha dekatani, the previous din that said shnayim omrim b'faneinu nechtam, ve'echar omrim b'faneinu nechtam, pasul v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir. It's a machlokas tanoim that Tanakama says pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kasher. The reason that the Chum pasul such a get is because the get was not Yotzei Mitachzidei Shneim, that those two people were not the shluchim for bringing the get. Haget Yotzei Mitachzidei Shneim, but had the get come from these two people, had they been the shluchei get, machshiri Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan would have been machshir such a get, because you don't need b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam when you have two people bringing the get. So I'm like, he says, yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. That yes, in fact, that is true. So wait a second. One time, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi had this conversation where Rabbi Ami said that if the get was yotzei mitachas, that even if the get is yotzei mitachas yidei shneim, the Rabbanan would still passel the get. And now he's saying that if the get is yotzei mitachas yidei shneim, the Rabbanan would be machshir the get, because once it's yotzei mitachas yidei shneim, so then you don't need b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam anymore. So which is it? So Rabbi Asi says, I'm sorry, I have to ask you on the stira. Vazim lamer lan hachi. Last time we had this conversation, you told me the exact opposite. You said that even in such a case, it's going to be possible. So Amalei, Rabbi Ami said, Yosidi Shalotimot, that this last thing that I told you, that's the most correct thing. That in a case where the get is Yotim Yitakzideh Shneim, the Chamer Machshir, that is the MS, Lotazuz Mina, you know, that's what you should accept from me. And essentially, I changed my mind, and I'm allowed to change my mind, and I believe what I'm telling you right now is the MS. So you don't have to go questioning whether it's true, just because I once held otherwise. Now when we said afilu, we started this conversation by saying that zimnashke diyasev ka'amar, that he was saying afilu get yotzei mitachzidei edei chasima, that it's going to be kosher, that even if the get came from the edei chasima, so the guy who said b'fanei nechtav was not really one of the shluchim, it's going to be kosher. So the Ritva explains that does it really need to be that these two fellows were the shluchim on the get, or the key point over here is that the aid that the guy who said B'fanei Nichtov was not the Shliach on the get. Meaning the point is that the guy saying B'fanei Nichtov is a zero because he's not a Shliach on the get and therefore you don't need B'fanei Nichtov. Does it really need to be that, and the two people that were sent with, that said B'fanei Nichtov were sent with the get? So the Ritz writes, it's lav dafka. If you have two Edim that are Meir and a Chasima, I don't care if they're the Shulchan of the Baal or not, they're two Edim. So they could be Meir and a Chasima. They could be Mekai and Meget. The whole point of the Gemara was just to say that a get that's Yotzi Mitachas Yodam, and not Miyad, the aide who said B'fanei Nichtav. So he's not a Shliach, he's not Neman. That's the whole point. However, the tour in Simukuf Membei says that if one of these people that say B'fanei Nichtav is a Shliach, they don't give the get until there's another person with him. So the Beis Yosef asks that since there's Shnayim Shomer B'faneinu Nechtam, even if only one of them is a Shliach Habal, the get should be kosher because you have Shnei Edim to be Mekayim the get. So the Bach tries to be Miyashev, the Shita of the tour. But anyway, that's the discussion over here. So now we move on to the next Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Nichtav B'yom V'Nechtam B'yom. If let's say they write the get at 9 o'clock in the morning, they sign it at 11 o'clock in the morning, same day. Belaila v'nechtam belaila, or they write the get at night and they sign it that very night. Or belaila v'nechtam yom, or they even write the get at night and they sign it the next day, which is the same calendar day. So kosher. So then such a get is kosher. But what if b'yom v'nechtam belaila? What if they wrote the get b'yom, but they only signed it that night, which is a different calendar day? The Jewish calendar obviously flips when it becomes nighttime. So then pasul. Then the get is going to be pasul. So the because it's a get muktam, the date does not reflect the time of the execution of the get. Rabbi Shimon machshir, but Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be kosher even in such a case. The Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer kala gitin shnechtav biyom v'nechtam b'layla psulin chutz migitin nashim. Rabbi Shimon says a shtar muktam is pasul, but not by gitin nashim. By gitin nashim, it's going to be kosher. Why is a shtar muktam generally pasul? So Rashi explains because because if I have a shtar that says that you owe me money starting on the first day of the month, and you really only owe me money starting on the fifth day of the month, if you sold properties on the third day of the month, I'll be able to take those properties away from the people you sold them to, and that's shelo kedin. Why by a get am I not worried about that? Because the get is lav lukavai na'avida. It's not meant for collecting. It's just meant to prove that she's divorced. So she's divorced. So what difference does it make to me the exact date? They don't celebrate anniversaries of divorces. It's not so important to know. Some people maybe do, but it's not so important to know the exact date of the divorce. So it's lav lukavai na'avida, and therefore get muktam is going to be kosher, which leads the Gemara to ask, wait a second, it's mipnei matiknu zman begitin. Why did they ever make a takana to put a date in a get in the first place? So the Gemara is going to have two opinions. Before the Gemara gets to the two opinions, Tosfos points out, I have a third idea why they would be misakin zman in a get. So Tosfos, Dibur maskim neima, in the third wide line, lo matzi lemeimar, you cannot say a third possibility, ditakin zman k'tishtuch lotzi yishu min abal mizonos shalav saviyachla kodim zman hakasav beget, that let's say the husband stopped paying for the woman's support before they got divorced. Very often, prior to the period of divorce, there's some contentious relationship for some time, and there's separation and whatever, and the husband's not interested in paying for anything, even while they're still technically married. So she may borrow money in order to be able to pay her bills, and then she should be able to go to Beis Din and say, look, we were still married, he was still chayv to support me. The whole binding arbitration agreement that the Rabbinical Council of America recommends for people to sign before they get married, what they call the RCA prenup, the whole idea is just to say, until you give a get, you got to support your wife. And how much does it cost to support a wife? Whatever it is, $150 a day, which is pretty cheap. $150 a day to support it. So you're going to have to pay $150 a day until you give a get. And it's going to be enforceable in court. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is just to say, as long as you're married, so whether you like her or not, as long as you're married, you have a chiyuv to support her. And that what they find is that it works for people for 99% of the people. People who are poor, it doesn't work, for example, have any money anyway, so you're not going to get any money out of them. And people who are very, very, very rich, don't care. They'll keep giving $150 a day, or $200, whatever the number is at right now. It's because it doesn't bother them. But even people who are, you know, kind of rich, and you would think $150 a day wouldn't bother them so much, it irks. They can't. It hurts them too much. They'd rather just give the get than to pay the money. But anyway, but that's the whole idea. So you have to support her as long as she's your wife. So maybe I need this money to get, because I need to know how much back pay he owes her because of what she borrowed. That the husband shouldn't be able to have a title. What are you talking about? I don't know you support for that. I divorced you before that. So it also says that can't be the reason we write Zman in the get. Why not? That anyway, the woman would be believed because Migo, that she could have just not showed that she had a get and said, what are you talking about? I'm not divorced. We're still married. And she would have held on to that get until she found a shidduch where she's going to have a new husband that's going to support her. And then she would reveal the get. That a husband is believed to say gracias ishi, but that's only mikanu lahaba. It's not going to be lemafreya. So anyway, so the Gemara asks, so why taka do we have zman begitten? Two possibilities. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Basachoso. Rabbi Yochanan says because he may be married to his sister's daughter, meaning someone that he anyway has a close family relationship with, and therefore that he loves very much. And even if she's mizane while married to him, he's going to have rachmanos that she shouldn't be chayiv misa. It's going to be he can't do that to his sister, that her daughter is going to die. He can't do that to his parents, that their granddaughter is going to die. He just doesn't want that to happen to her. So he's going to write her a get without a zman and give it to her. And then when Edim come and are made against her, that she was mizana tachtav, they'll be able to say, no, she was divorced. Oh, but where's the date on the get? How do I know when she was divorced? You don't know. So it could be that she was divorced before she ever had this nus. So he would write a get for her after the fact, after she's mizana, and they would pretend that she was divorced prior to that. So that's why they instituted, no, you got to have a zman on the get. Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Peiros. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's because of Peiros. From the zman on the get and on, if the husband tries to continue selling the Peiros Nuchse Malug, she'll be able to go and collect that, because she'll say, you were no longer entitled to these Peiros Nuchse Malug. We were already divorced. But if there's no zman on the get, the husband's going to keep on selling the Peiros Nuchse Malug, and if she tries to sue him, it's going to be Yada Ala Tachtona, because he'll say, what are you talking about? I sold it before we were ever divorced. So we need to know when they were divorced, because this is a Dine Mamanus issue. So Reish Lakish, my time in Lamech Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't Reish Lakish think Rabbi Yochanan's reason of Bas Achoso was a good enough reason? By the way, when we say Bas Achoso, it's obviously Lav Dafka Bas Achoso. It's anyone that you may, at any time, a guy may have Rachmanis on his wife. It's just that Bas Achoso is the most natural example to give, because the Gemara in Yevamah says that it's a mitzvah to marry Bas Achoso. Shar Mitzion Ba'alacha raises the question that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that there's a principle, there's a chazaka, that ein adam chote v'lo lo, that a person wouldn't do an avera when he has no personal benefit from the avera. So why would he make this false get if he has no personal benefit from it? It's only going to benefit Bas Achoso. So he says, what do you mean no personal benefit? Ishto kigufo. So that is considered personal benefit. Yeah, I mean, even though the whole thing is to make her no longer ishto, but that's what he suggests. He also suggests that the Gemara in Shavuos says that in the mishpacha sheyeshba moches, and then that every mishpacha that has a moches, the whole mishpacha is a tax collector who's unethical. The whole mishpacha is responsible for that, because everyone always tries to cover for their relative that does illegal things, and therefore they're also responsible for that. So it's just a natural thing that relatives cover for each other. So even though relatives always try to cover for each other and their crimes. You can't trust relatives when it comes to something like that. So that's what the concern. So anyway, so why does Reish Lakish not think Rabbi Yochanan's reason is a good reason? Amalach znus lo shchicha, because he says, what are the chances? I mean, znus is not the most common thing, that the woman's going to cheat on her husband, we're going to make every get have zman because of znus. So says Tosos, znus is not shchiach. I mean, that's for someone who hasn't been in the rabbinate too long, if they think that that these things are not shchiach. So Tosos writes, pirish znus be'edim u'basra'a lo shchiach. people are not total idiots, right? Meaning the znus to be done with Edim and with Hasra, that's not Shchiach. That what's the whole reason that they were misakin and Basul Nisis Marvi, the first mission of Ksubis, is because she may have been Mizana. They changed it. Chazal instituted a date that a day of the week that everybody has to get married based on Znus. So don't tell me Znus is not Shchiach. So it just means Znus with Edim is not Shchiach. Okay, then Tos has a different approach. But anyway, so says Gemara, that's why Reish Lakish doesn't like Rabbi Yochanan's reason. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish, why does Rabbi Yochanan not like Reish Lakish's reason about the peiros? Because he holds that the Baal maintains the rights to the peiros until the Shas Nesina. So therefore, the Zman of the Ksivas Haget is not going to help anyway, because you're not going to be able to prove anything from the Zman of the Ksivas Haget. The guy might write a get, put a Zman in it, and hold it in his pocket till he's ready to give it. And that could be a month later, 2 months later, a year later. So he's entitled to peiros the entire time. So Bishlam, the Reish Lakish, Mishum Hachi, Kam Machshir Rabbi Shimon. Now, according to Reish Lakish, I now understand why Rabbi Shimon is going to be Machshir Get Muktam, because once it's Nosavein of Lagarsha, he no longer has the rights to the peiros. The Rabbi Yochanan, my time, the Rabbi Shimon, the Machshir, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, where the concern is for Bas Achoso, why would Rabbi Shimon be Machshir the Get? Sometimes she'll have Znos, and calls Machshir Nechtam, and he doesn't give her the Get. And when they're me'idin on the znus, he'll take out the get and we'll say from that day, and she'll say grusha yisi. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that a get muktam is kosher? Meaning the very reason we're misakin zman on the get is you could write a get without a date, you'd be able to say, oh, this get predates her znus. Well, if you could predate a get, if I could write a get today that says 2002, so then it could also make a get that will predate the znus. So Amloch Rabbi Yochanan, Libid Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. Rabbi Yochanan says, Enochinami. According to Rabbi Shimon, for sure the reason for Zman in a get is not because of Bas Achoso. According to Rabbi Shimon, the reason for Zman in a get is because of Peiros. Ki kamina, when I said that the reason for Zman in a get is because of Bas Achoso, Alibd Rabbanan. I was working within the sheet of the Rabbanan. And that's Gufa, the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Why does Rabbi Shimon hold the get Muktam is kosher? Because he's not worried about Bas Achoso, he's only worried about Peiros. Why did the Rabbanan hold get Muktam is possible? Because they are worried about Bas Achoso. So says Gemara, wow, that's brilliant. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Dika, Ben Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have now very clearly articulated what the point of dispute is between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan are simply arguing of what the reason for Zman in a get is in the first place. El Reish Lakish, my ikabin Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. But according to Reish Lakish, that the only reason for Zman in a get is Mishum Pira, is Mishum Peiros, so then what exactly is the Nekuta Samachlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? So it says, Gemara Perid Mishas Ksiva, Vachas Ksiva ikabin Ayu. The Machlokas between them is about the Peiros between the Shas Ksiva and the Shas Chasima, that according to the Rabbanan, you can only be Torah from the Chasima and on. So Muktam is going to be possible because they'll come to be Torah from the Shas Ksiva, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, they can be Torah from the Shas Ksiva. But didn't we hear that they held the opposite? The Itmar me'emasai motzi in the peiros. At what point can you be motzi for peiros? Rabbi Yochanan Amar mishas ksiva. It's Rabbi Yochanan who held that it was mishas ksiva. Reish Lakish Amar mishas nesina, and it's Reish Lakish who holds that it's mishas nesina. So it says Amar epoch. Just flip around those shittos, and then everything is everyone will live happily ever after. So Amle Abai Rav Yosef. Now new topic. Abai says Rav Yosef. Gimel gittin psulim v'imnisei savlat kasher. There are three types of gittin that are puzzle, one of those types of gittin that's puzzle is yesh lavedim ve'im bo zman, right? Is if there's no date in a get, and yet we still say that with these types of gittin, even though there's no date in the get, im nises havlad kosher. If the woman gets remarried, the vlad is going to be kosher, it's not going to be a mamzer. Well, mahu ilu chacham b'takanasam. Then what did the chacham benefit by making such a takana of zman in the get? If you could skip zman in the get, she could use that get remarried, and she'll be fine. So says Mar, ahanu dil chachil lo tinase. Find a Masada Kiddushin. If you have a get that doesn't have a Zman in it, you'll never find anyone to be Masada Kiddushin for you. Meaning she's not allowed to get remarried. Meaning, Enochinami, if she did get remarried with such a get, the Vlad would not be a Mamzer, but it certainly helps in the sense that she's not going to be able to get remarried. She's going to go to the Rabbanut office and she's going to say, I'd like to register for a marriage. And they're going to say, sorry, you can't do it because there's no Zman in the get. So it says, Gazil Zman Didei via Havine Alam Mai. What if they have a get that has a Zman, and he cuts off the Zman from the bottom of the get, and he gives her the get? So what's the din? Amalei, meaning, not just what's the din, meaning once he writes the get, and he wants to be cover for Basa Choso, or to sell the peros, and give her the get, so a get that doesn't have a Zman, the Vlad is going to be kosher, so when they take it out, it's Becheskos Mugureshes, and she's not going to be killed. So Mahu Ilucham B'takanasam. So Amalei, that we're not worried that they're going to cut off the Zman afterwards. And we're not worried that people are going to do such a thing. We're not worried about Ramayin to that degree. What if they did write Zman, but they didn't write a precise Zman? They wrote which Shemitah cycle it was in, or which month it was in, or which year it was in, which month it was in, or which week it was, but they didn't say the exact date. Amalei Kasher, he says Kasher. But how did the Chum help anything if you can't say, I don't know if it was 5 years ago or if it was today? It just said what Shemitah cycle it was in. Well, Ahana L'Shvua D'Kamei, L'Shvua D'Bashei, at least I know it wasn't next Shemitah cycle and it wasn't the previous Shemitah cycle. So it helps narrow the window a little bit, because that's all we could ever do with this man. When you put the date of a day in a get, you also don't know what time of day it was, so it helps in the sense that at least you know it wasn't the previous day or the next day. So the same is true when it comes to the Shemitah cycle. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Amalei Ravina. Everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos. Okay. Good Shabbos. Take care. Good to see everyone.